This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis condemned the exploitation of refugees for political propaganda on Sunday as he paid his second visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, a main entry point for migrants that has become a symbol of the plight of refugees. Francis first visited Lesbos in 2016. He returned briefly as part of his five-day trip to Cyprus and Greece to meet with refugees at a camp that holds about 2,300 people. For the second time in 2 days, he chided those who use the migration crisis for political gain. Departing from his prepared address, Francis said it was distressing to hear that some European leaders wanted to use common funds to build a wall and put up barbed wire to keep immigrants out. Greece has long been the main entry point into the European Union for migrants and refugees fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. A senior Iranian foreign ministry official told Iranian media Sunday that the United States' reluctance to lift all sanctions is the main challenge to reviving the 2015 nuclear talks. The official added that a deal was within reach if European powers showed serious political will and flexibility. Saturday, a senior U.S. State Department official accused Iran of reneging on the compromises that it made in the last round of talks to revive the 2015 nuclear agreement and making more demands in its recent proposals. The official added that the U.S. remains committed to the talks in Vienna, but said Iranian negotiators, quote, are going to have to change the posture they take. Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. The International Atomic Energy Agency last week confirmed that Iran has begun enriching uranium up to 20% purity. That's a short step away from weapons-grade levels and far beyond the limits set by the 2015 deal. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin will speak in a video call on Tuesday, according to the White House and the Kremlin, as tensions between the United States and Russia escalate over a Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border that's seen as a sign of a potential invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Saturday that Biden would press U.S. concerns about Russian military activities on the border and reaffirm the United States' support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Putin will come to the call with concerns of his own and intends to express Russia's opposition to any move to admit Ukraine into NATO. More than 94,000 Russian troops are believed to be massed near Ukraine's borders. President Biden said Friday he and his advisors are preparing a comprehensive set of initiatives aimed at deterring Putin from an invasion. The death toll following the eruption of the highest volcano on Indonesia's most densely populated island of Java has risen to 13, with 7 people still missing, according to officials. Rain continues to pound the region and hamper search efforts. An official with the country's search and rescue agency told the news channel Metro TV that evacuations have been suspended due to poor conditions, so-called hot clouds caused by the eruptions. The Mount Semeru erupted suddenly on Saturday, spewing thick columns of ash more than 12,000 meters into the sky and sending lava flowing down its slopes. The parents of a teenager accused of fatally shooting 4 of his classmates and wounding 7 other people at a Michigan high school last week were arrested early Saturday in a commercial building in Detroit. James and Jennifer Crumley, parents of 15-year-old Ethan, were the subject of a manhunt after they failed to appear in court Friday on charges of 4 counts of manslaughter. They were charged for allegedly ignoring warning signs ahead of the school shooting and giving their son access to a gun. The Crumleys were charged 3 days after their son Ethan allegedly opened fire at Oxford High School in the town of Oxford, Michigan. James White, Detroit's police chief, said Saturday his officers had received a tip about the couple's location and that the parents did not resist arrest. The couple later Saturday pleaded not guilty at their arraignment to 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Bond was set at $500,000 for each. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.